Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Good evening and welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez, along the way, we take you right up to the top of the next hour throughout the evening and the early morning hours. Yes, indeed, as we've got playoff baseball, folks. Indeed, we are. We have playoff baseball, Orioles, Royals. And the Royals just got out of a huge jam, bottom of the eighth. They'll cling to a 1-0 lead. We got Mets and Milwaukee, and already today Detroit has jumped out in front of the Astros, 1-0 with a 3-1 victory. So that's where we start today. Giovanna Scroggins will join us. She's an update gal and contributing to Sports Overnight America, sportsovernightamerica.net. as well. Later on, we'll talk to DJ Shields. We'll do some football talk with him. And then Shadows of Glory, Dave Brown and Jeff Rotimer got together and put together memorable and offbeat World Series stories. And there are some gems in here. There really are. I actually heard Rotimer earlier today on the network with Rick Tittle. Downtown Dave Brown will serve us up some of the insights on the book. So we look forward to that. So we get it going here on a listen, already a Tuesday into a midweek Wednesday. We roll towards the weekend. NFL action last night, a double dip, and we got Thursday night action, which I think will be a dynamite game. We will get into that. So we will look at Tampa and Atlanta and the quarterbacks there. Cousins, Mayfield, that'll be a good matchup. College football, new polls out, a whole bunch to talk about. So we'll get it started here as we roll along here, but really front and center with the baseball. Love it. October baseball, it just doesn't get any better. Yesterday, we had the split between the Mets and Braves. And right now, the Mets, I think they got their hands full with Milwaukee in this series. So we look forward to that. NBA and NHL right around the corner, too. Actually dipping in last night, watched a little preseason puck. So we got a lot to get to here. Dom Jimenez along the way as well. All right, we'll start it off with Giovanni. She comes up, and then DJ Shields and Dave Brown. Full show today. Well, guested throughout the hour right here on Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe. Coming right back.
Standing outside in the rain, say it to my face, cause I gotta let it go. Thought it might have been love, she don't feel it though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah, it's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. How you say heat your body?
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Hey, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday overnight. We got Kansas City and Baltimore, top nine. Finally, they got Corbin Burns out of there. But, hey, pitched his rear end off, got zero run support. I would have told you there is no way the Baltimore Orioles with that lineup would get shut out by Kansas City. But the fourth-seeded Orioles right now are singing for their supper in game one. And, boy, last year they got swept from Texas. And who better? She had a front-row seat to it. Let's get Giovanna Scroggins. There is no defense of their world championship in the Metroplex Texas Rangers. Bruce Bochy, we love him. Welcome aboard, Giovanna. How are you today?
I'm good. And, Marty, how are you?
We've been working really hard today, and it's great to hear you doing the updates. And now we have a new role for you on the network, and with us, we're very excited about that. So congratulations on that. What's it feel like, though, with no Texas? I mean, last year at this time of year, the Metroplex was jumping. The Rangers were on fire, dispatched, just like roughshod, went through the first two rounds of the playoffs and, of course, the World Series. Was very, very exciting. Arizona and Philly in the National League and the National League Championship Series, and all of a sudden we had Arizona and Texas. Does it feel – well, I know it feels different. How does it feel right now baseball-wise there in Dallas? Let me hear that real quick.
I mean, the president has definitely felt – the lack of presence, I should say, he's definitely felt when it comes to, you know, the Rangers not doing their best this season, not sure what's really going on. I know everyone in Dallas and in Arlington where the Rangers are based, we're really looking forward coming off of that World Series win. But, hey, I mean, it happens. You know, if you're champs one year, you might not be champs the next year. So I think – with that sentiment in mind, you can kind of expect that. But we also got a lot of things going on in Dallas with Cowboy football, obviously UT, college football, and then, you know, NHL, the Stars are rocking and rolling. And then with the Mavericks, they're going to get rocking and rolling. And both those teams and the Stars and the Mavs have really good potential going into the season. So we've got our hands full down here in Texas.
No question. Giovanna Scroggins covers that, and she's a national football reporter. She'll be checking out a lot of the college games. We'll get to that in a moment. I don't want to necessarily start with Dallas. I want to go back to last night, and I'm telling you, Big D is not Dallas right now. It's Detroit. That offense is a juggernaut. And Goff's performance last night's in the record books. Unbelievable. Throwing the ball as perfect as he did. And then just the explosiveness of the offense and then the little dipsy-do when he ends up receiving a touchdown. Detroit, despite their loss to Tampa at home a couple of weeks ago, they look very, very tough right now. Does the road to the NFC Championship go through the NFC North, Minnesota, Detroit? Give me a quick hit on that, Giovanna. Let me hear.
I mean, Minnesota Vikings, they're the hottest team in the NFL, in my opinion, right now. On the other side of the spectrum, the Lions, I mean, they had a game high scoring with 42 points. Jared Goff was perfect in passing, 292 yards, two touchdowns. So I think Jared Goff and the Lions showed really good potential. And, you know, the Lions were faring well in the postseason last year, too. So I'm really excited to see him, but I'm also excited to see Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, the trust between those two and the chemistry on the field, I think, is noticeable. But Amon-Ra is obviously not the only weapon on that Lions offense, so looking forward to that. But with the Vikings, I mean, wow, is what I can say right now. Undefeated, so they're rolling for sure.
Yep. We'll look at some of the other key games, also get into some college action with you. I mean, I've got to look at, you know, a couple of things that just jump off the page, you know, and I mean, I'll start with, you know, the Jets and Vikings are going to start our Sunday over in London. And Aaron Rodgers going against the Vikings. And who better probably to come back and serve up a little revenge from his days in Green Bay and put the Vikings in the loss column first time. I'm looking forward to the week. Every week is precious. We only have, what, 20 of them when you consider bye weeks, then the playoffs and Super Bowl. Vikings-Jets to start our Sunday morning. Let me hear, live from London. Go ahead.
Yeah, that one's going to be interesting. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers had a lot to say after his game against the Broncos, which talk about the Broncos real quick. Talk about that defense. But with the Jets, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has a lot to prove this season. And, you know, there was a lot of speculation around that game when it comes to the weather and things like that. Yes, it was raining. But I think Aaron Rodgers has to come out and lead this team when it comes to that game going into London.
Yeah, I agree. I watched that game start to finish on Sunday. It was painful to watch it. I mean, it really was. I mean, the offenses were virtually non-existent. I don't think we're going to keep the Jets down as long. And I think this is a week for them to clearly get tweaked to the point where they cannot ignore the groundswell that Minnesota A is receiving, B, Darnold, Jefferson, that the way that team has come together. It is striking how hot the Vikings are. So we'll see if they can get cooled off in London. What about the Cowboys now? What a place to go to try to right your ship. Sunday night, the whole nation watching on NBC, and you're going into Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Justin Fields getting a new lease on his life. Dak Prescott saying, hold the phone. We're not done yet. We got a long way to go in this season. Cowboys, Steelers, let me hear.
Yeah, I think this one is really going to prove what the Cowboys are made of. Obviously, Micah Parsons is injured. Now you have DeMarcus Lawrence, who's injured on the defensive side of the ball. So that's going to be interesting to see how much of an impact that is going to play on this already bottom five defense right now, which is crazy considering that we were a top three defense last season. And then coming into this season, we're, you know, one of the worst five defenses in the league. So I think it's going to be a interesting test, obviously, on the Steelers side. Justin Fields is starting again over Russell Wilson. They do have a lot of, you know, prominent players on their team. They got Najee Harris, which amazing running back. So obviously the question again for Dallas is, can you stop the run? Can you stop Najee Harris when it comes to that game? So I think outside of the Giants, which in my opinion didn't tell us nothing about how the Cowboys play. I mean, you want to beat the Giants by 5 points. I don't know if I should say congratulations or good job. I don't think that was a good job from the Cowboys, considering how bad the Giants are. But it's definitely going to be an interesting one, and I think this is going to be the true first test to see if, A, do the Cowboys have identity in their team, and B, can the Cowboys really be a contender for the postseason?
We got a week by. We got a week off in between Texas and Oklahoma, headed to the Red River rivalry. It's no longer a Big 12 showdown. It's an SEC showdown. Don't look now. Alabama up to number one. Texas now gets a nice slice of motivation going into the off week. Your thoughts on Texas, Oklahoma, and the Longhorns falling to two as Alabama and Georgia in the weirdest game I've seen in a long time. Crimson Tide rolled, but had to survive a late, late surge by Georgia. Give me your thoughts on Alabama going to one, how it's resonating in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, Roll Tide, roll. I'm going to be a Texas fan, obviously, but, I mean, that Alabama team, I think, very deserving getting that number one spot and that unbelievable game. Shout out to Carson Beck, who tried to bring his team back, but, I mean, you have nothing against that Alabama offense and the talent they've had for this long time. So I think it's deserving for them to be at that number one spot. Obviously, Texas at number two. I don't think that's too bad for them, but it's really interesting. Georgia falling all the way down to number five, and I think they should be there as well. I think the AP poll is very accurate this week when it comes to how the top five should be standing right now.
Well, the other head scratcher is Ole Miss. They lose at home to Kentucky. Kentucky nearly picked off Georgia in Lexington a couple of weeks ago. Nobody wants Kentucky on their schedule because Mark Stoops and those cats are going to be in your grill. They play hard. They don't get a lot of style points, but you cannot argue with how salty they have played this year. Listen, rise and shine early in the morning. Updates throughout the day. Appearances in the afternoon. Welcome aboard to the team full-time, Giovanna. We're very proud of you. Great job out of you. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Marty.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. She'll be joining us a lot on this program. We look forward to it. All right, DJ Shields coming up. He's all wound up. He is all wound up. He's hot on his picks, up 1 minute, down the next. But I got to give him credit, and we'll get his thoughts. Listen, the SEC is just going to be epic in the Big Ten. And I don't know if you caught it yesterday, but the SEC and the Big Ten are meeting in Nashville. They're going to get a scheduling alliance. We are going to see some battles. You know, like in basketball, when you get the, you know, we used to get the ACC Big Ten Challenge. To see football and SEC Big Ten colliding outside of a bowl or a playoff scenario, bring it on, huh? And they both have great TV packages, too, so it's going to be awesome. All right, Dominic Jimenez along the way. We're coming back right here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Tuesday into a Wednesday. Mets lead 3-2 over Milwaukee. They're interviewing Christian Yelich. Boy, the Brewers would love to have him. All right, here comes the Orioles now in the bottom of the ninth, trailing 1-0. And we have got to see a little moxie out of the Orioles. How can you lose game one, 1-0 to the Kansas City Royals? Well, that's what they're staring down the barrel of right now. We'll keep an eye on that. Let's get them in here inside the numbers with our man, DJ Shields. You know, we've had Big G with Giovanna, Big D, you know, Dallas and Detroit, and now we got the Big D in DJ Shields. He's ready to rock and roll. DJ, welcome aboard. And Big D is not Dallas. It's Detroit. You saw that last night. Let's hear that take right at the start. Go ahead.
My man, Marty, what's going on? First of all, I got to say thank you for having me on again. You know I love being on this show, bringing the energy. And I'm going to tell you something about those Detroit Lions. The Big D in Dallas may be going away because those Detroit Lions uniforms, they were freaking fire. I posted on Facebook, man, those helmets were amazing. Those shiny helmets, they had the stadium shining. Jared Goff went 18 for 18. He was throwing touchdown passes all over the place. And I freaking loved that game last night. It was awesome.
It was crazy. I mean, look, don't look now. We got Detroit, Minnesota. I was on record and am on record saying the NFC North would be the most interesting division. That's going to be the best division for crying out loud. I mean, listen, the Bears, if they can get their act together, this is going to be unbelievable to watch the NFC North. Let's expand on this a little bit. And we got the Jets in Minnesota first thing Sunday morning. So you're going to be picking games well before anybody else is even up in the morning on Sunday. Let's hear. Go ahead.
That's it, man. I think you're right. The NFC North, it's been, you know, for a while it's been so down. You've had the Packers for the past, I'm exaggerating this obviously, but the past 100 years, you know, they've ran it. They've had Aaron Rodgers. They've had Brett Favre. They have Jordan Love coming, and they're just really running everything. Detroit's been so terrible forever. Minnesota has just been kind of mediocre here and there. And it's crazy. I think this is the best division in football. You know, the Lions are look like now they're finally starting to hit on all cylinders. They need to work on that defense a little bit, but Jared Goff's clicking. The running backs, Gibbs is clicking. Everything is clicking for the Lions. Dan Campbell, obviously, he's a great coach. And then you go to Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings, man, look at Sam Darnold. He, you know, everybody expected this out of him being the number one draft pick, and he didn't deliver. He is delivering with the team he has in Minnesota. The defense is playing well. Shout out to my guy Marcus Dixon, who's the defensive line coach. Love you, bro. They're playing awesome. And then you got Green Bay, which, you know, with Malik Willis, they look pretty good too. Jordan Love came back. But I think it's going to be a tough division, man. This is going to be a hard-fought division, but Minnesota looks really good right now. And I still like Minnesota to win the division.
Why do you think they're so good this year? I mean, it's a hot start, long way to go. We've seen teams get off to 4-5-0 starts, end up at 500. Here's my question. Is it just a case that Darnold is just getting pass protection? You know, he throws to JJ, he throws to Justin Jefferson. I mean, he's unbelievable, but they're getting so many other contributions. Their secondary, which everyone, myself included, maligned, has been playing unbelievable. Ball hawking, linebackers, getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Coaching seems to be lickety split on the spot. What more can you say? Did anybody see this coming with the Vikings? An even better phrase would be, what did you expect to see out of the Vikings this year?
No, I'll be completely honest with you. I thought the Vikings would be near the bottom of that division. I thought, you know, the Vikings and the Bears would be closer to the bottom, obviously. The Packers and the Lions with Jordan Love, Jared Goff, I figured they would be closer to the top. But, you know, I really want to say Sam Darnold, yes, he's playing awesome. It's got to be the coaching, man, because, like you said, the offense, the defense, the whole team is playing fast, they're playing furious, and they're dominating. It's not just, you know, Darnold throwing to Jefferson and they're scoring touchdowns. The defense is dominating too. So I like both sides of the ball, special teams. I think the Vikings are something. There's something serious. and it's something to be reckoned with.
All right, let's Thursday night we get a great game. We get Atlanta, Tampa, Cousins, Mayfield. Another shocking transformation has been the Buccaneers in the post-Tom Brady era. Cousins going to Atlanta's juicy. You saw how they won, 55-yard field goal on Sunday. Unbelievable game. I think New Orleans or whoever it was a great football game. Where do you go right now with this matchup on Thursday night? Let's hear. And then we'll get into some of your picks and how people can get a hold of you. Let me hear.
Let's do it. This is kind of a tough one, Marty, because Atlanta's been in some dogfights, right? They've been in some dogfights, and they're kind of, like you said, they had that walk-off field goal to win it at the end. And then you have Tampa Bay, besides the one letdown game that they had, they've kind of been smacking people. They've been putting points up. Baker Mayfield playing with confidence, like when he played at OU, when he ran, he stuck that dang flag in the field. I think it was Ohio State. He's playing like that guy again. So I don't know. That's a tough game, but I haven't even looked at the point spread or anything like that at this point. But if I had to just pick right now, going blind, if I went to pick in it, man, I love Baker Mayfield and what that offense is doing with those old guys, with those old receivers. They're playing well. They're getting the ball downfield, and he's playing with a lot of swagger. So I like the Bucks.
Yeah, that game on paper, it just looks like good luck trying to pick that. But that's why we love this league. You know, the old P word, parity. All right, we got to get to one other game, and it's in your backyard. Dallas going to Pittsburgh. Not a great place to go and get healthy. Pittsburgh has been a surprise, too. Fields is finding, a nice spot, you know, as Wilson goes down injured. So there's no real quarterbacking controversy there. Give me a hit on Dallas-Pittsburgh. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, Dallas travels to Pittsburgh, and I haven't looked at the weather, you know, the weather report for that game yet, but Pittsburgh is a tough place to play. Mike Tomlin, he's hard to beat up there. The Cowboys are going to be going up there minus Micah Parsons. Looks like he's going to be out a week or so, so I think they're in trouble. That's the leader of their defense, and really he hasn't done much anyway, but he's been the guy to get them going when he does. I think Dak goes up there, throws a couple interceptions. The Cowboys do not get it together. Justin Fields wins this with his legs, and I want to say the Steelers win this 17-13, Pittsburgh Steelers.
How about that? Giving Dallas another L. All right, how do they get a hold of you? And then we'll talk some college football, kind of break it up a little. But, you know, you got a website, you got Instagram, you come on our shows. We love it. Tell us about Limitless Picks. Let me hear.
Yeah, you guys can check us out on Instagram at Limitless Sports Picks. We do picks. We put a lot of time into these picks. So I study the weather report, the injury report. I literally look everything up from A to Z, man, to make sure I'm not missing anything. Now, if anybody tells you they win every pick, they're lying to you. We don't win every pick, but we win more than we lose. And you guys can go back to this past weekend, and I think me and Marty will go over that in the next segment. But we won a lot of games, and you guys check us out at Limitless Sports Picks on Instagram, and then my podcast at Winners_Only_Podcast. You guys check us out there. We do all the game recaps, etc.
All right, we look forward to it again. All right, college. Listen, Alabama's now number one in the country. Well-deserved, crazy game. Texas falls to 2, bye week before we get to the Red River rivalry. Let me hear. And I got to go turn down the volume on these TV sets because I turned them on and it's louder than heck. Go ahead, let me hear.
No, you're good, Marty. So Alabama, man, Alabama-Georgia, what a freaking game. I think that may have been the best game I've seen in probably 5 or 10 years. Amazing ending. Georgia was going crazy, thought they came back and won it, and then you get struck by Jalen Milroe and the 17-year-old, which he would be a junior in high school. Ryan Williams hits you over the top, scores a touchdown, and breaks your heart. So that was an amazing game. And let's go to Texas, dropping Texas to number 2. I really don't think that's fair because Texas is dominating. They hadn't done anything to lose that spot. But it doesn't matter. They're still in the top 2. They had 3 touchdowns called back, which I didn't agree with some of those calls. I think Texas is still the number 1 team in the country. But, hey, these playoffs, when it comes down to the playoffs, this is going to be one hell of a playoff bracket.
Oh, boy, is it ever. Now, let me ask you, how is Texas going to handle the quarterbacking situation? They have a bye week. I mean, it's simple to me. Ewers is going to start against Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl. But you go ahead. How do you see this unfolding over the next, 10 days or so? Let me hear.
Yeah, I think it's his his position to lose. So Ewers is back, and again, we love Ewers. He's done a lot for Texas, and you know he was playing amazing before he got hurt. here is the deal. If he comes in against OU and he struggles early from, you know, coming back from that injury, Arch Manning's been so hot. I don't see why you don't take him out, roll with Arch Manning, and keep the fire lit, right? You keep Arch Manning going. And the dude's been nothing less than just a freaking stud. So if he struggles early, the first quarter and a half, I look for Arch to come in and lead Texas to a victory. This is never an easy game for us. It's been a couple of times, but this is always a tough game. So if we find some struggles and Quinn is struggling, look for him to come in, Arch to come in, and light us on fire and get us the victory.
Hey, I'm getting some instant messages. My Iowa people are ganging up on you. They're saying, what the heck is going on with Limitless? How about some love for Iowa and Iowa State? How do you respond to that? As Baltimore beats Kansas, Kansas City beats Baltimore, 1-0, gone final. How about a little love for Iowa? Come on, DJ, explain.
All right, now listen, guys. I haven't really watched Iowa State that much. I know you guys are Iowa State fans, but I'm going to tell you this: Iowa State surprised me when they beat Iowa a couple weeks ago. I didn't want to pick the game last week against Houston because, in my mind, I think Texas athletes against Iowa athletes, I don't know about that. But, hey, they went and handled business. Iowa State Cyclones, y'all better watch out. They're looking good. Those Cyclones are coming through, and they're damaging all the trees in the way, baby. Let's go.
They can't score a lick, though. They got 20 against god-awful Houston. But good luck trying to score
winning
against the Cyclones. All right, how do they get it real quick? I understand. How do we get a hold of you now? Go ahead. Instagram, go ahead. Give us a repeat.
Yeah, you guys go ahead. If you want to check us out, at Limitless Sports Picks, at Limitless Sports Picks, and then check us out at Winners_Only_Podcast. You guys go click those links. At the Limitless Sports Picks page, you can click the link that will send you straight to our Telegram. It gives our monthly packages. You guys, look, you guys join in, and we're going to help you make your bank account great again, baby. Let's go.
All right. See you later. Good job, DJ. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. Shadows of Glory. Dave Brown coming up next here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Talking the world of sports here, a beautiful October day into the night and the overnight here. Marty Terrell, thanks. We're on iHeartRadio. Tune in our affiliates across the country. Great stations like WGCH and Greenwich, Connecticut on the Gold Coast of Connecticut. Listen, we get offered a lot of authors. You know, you can't say yes to everyone, but man, oh man. I mean, this book could not have been more well-timed, just absolutely beautiful. And I heard the piece today with Rick Tittle on the network with Jeff Rodimer. We are so grateful for Dave Brown, co-authoring Memorable and Offbeat World Series Stories. It's all contained inside Shadows of Glory. And it is just a wonderful 280 pages to all of us baseball junkies celebrating the start of the baseball postseason. Dave, my name is Marty Terrell. Congratulations on the book, and thanks for giving us a few moments here today on Sports Overnight America across the country and on the Armed Forces Radio Network as well. David, how are you today?
Good, Marty. Thanks very much for having me on and for the nice words about the book.
It showed up 2 days ago. I'm so grateful to have it. Mark Teixeira wrote forward. Excellent job there. I you know why I love this book? Because you did something different. You gave us the quirkiness. And our good friend Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe says, you know, baseball was his first love growing up in Trenton, Jersey. He said, the reason why I score every game, because there's a good chance when you go to a baseball game, you're going to see something you've never seen before. And it is just watch and see how many times that is true. Before we get into anything, I think it would be totally disrespectful and inappropriate not to mention Pete Rose. Passed away at the age of 83. The most polarizing figure the sport has known. Charlie Hustle, all-time hit leader. I think of the 75 World Series as I grew up in suburban Boston and in New England. Pete Rose, if you could just give us a couple thoughts on his passing and his life and career. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, he's one of baseball's all-time best players. I mean, just all the hits, the MVP, part of the Big Red Machine. I'm a Phillies fan since the 1960s, and the Phillies could not get over the hump in the 1970s, kept losing in the playoffs to Pete's Reds and then the Dodgers, and the Phillies signed him as a free agent, and 2 years later, the Phillies finally won their first World Series in 1980, and I don't think without Pete's presence it happens. So, yeah, listen, he had his issues, but he really is an all-time great. He gave it 100% every single game. Hats off to him. And it's a big loss for baseball.
No question. Indeed it is. And if nothing else, from his transgressions and his shortcomings and his issues, we all learned something. We did. We learned a lot from Pete Rose, and I think that's the way we should look at it. All right, Dave, how did you come up with this angle to do the book? How did you come up with this angle? When you went to the book publishers, when you went to the folks at Lions Press in Connecticut, what were you selling them on? Because this book is just really filled an incredible niche. Tell me about how you came up with the idea to do the book.
Well, sure. It's, you know, Jeff Rodimer, we're college fraternity brothers going back, you know, more than 40 years, and both, you know, diehard baseball fans. And, you know, we got to talk, and there's been so many iconic World Series moments. Don Larsen's perfect game, Bill Mazeroski's game-winning home run in 1960, Reggie Jackson's heroics in 77, Bill Buckner's blunder in 86, Gibson's home run in the game one of the 88 World Series, and they are all incredible moments, and so much has been written about them. What we thought we would do is try to think outside the box, because there's a lot of stories out there that are just lesser well known, and that's you know, some of them are, you know, a lot of unlikely heroes. There were just things that happened off the field that were really out of the ordinary, and you know, we just thought we would focus on them, and we came up with 18 stories going back to 1918 when Babe Ruth and the World War One and the Spanish flu intersected, until up through 2016 when the Cubs finally broke their 108-year drought and won the series. So that was the pitch to Lions, is you know, let's give baseball fans a few stories that they might not be aware of.
No question about it. And again, we don't have time to do them all. We're going to do a couple. The one I love, I really do, because I remember the series and I was into it. Even though I was an East Coast guy, I was into that series, the I-70 showdown, the 85 World Series. You had Kansas City, you had St. Louis, you had managers, you had players. You had a Midwestern, you know, just a work ethic and a passion for those two fan bases that were second to none. And if you think about it, in today's action, the way things are done today, Don Dankinger's blown call at first base would not happen because he was out. And it would have been an end of conversation. Replay Booth would have taken care of it, Dave. So let's start right there. Some of these things could never happen again because it would have been the easiest world to review and overturn. Go ahead. Let me hear.
No question about that. I mean, Jorge Horta was clearly out at first base. And in the era today, that gets reversed and Orta goes back to the dugout. But Don Dankinger, an experienced umpire, and had a good reputation as being a good umpire, and he just flat missed the call. And for the Cardinals, their manager, Whitey Herzog, their players, their fans, it just could not have come at a worse time, because, you know, the Cardinals had won the 82 series. They were really geared up to win the 85 series. They're leading 3-2 in the series, have a one-run lead going into the ninth inning. Todd Worrell's on the mound, and he had just been lights out as a closer. And then Orta hits this slow ground ball, and Jack Clark, the first baseman, flips it to Worrell, and Worrell beat Orta to the bat. Dankinger missed the call. Of course, Herzog came out and gave Dankinger an earful, but look, he wasn't going to change his mind. And, you know, all of a sudden, the Royals have a runner on first, nobody out. And then things just fall apart for the Cardinals. There's a foul pop fly that Jack Clark can't get a beat on. And it the batter has another chance, he singles, and you know, all of a sudden the Cardinals rally, win that game, tie the series, and the Cardinals are just completely deflated, because they think if Dankinger got the call right, then they would have won the series. But the bad call set the tone for the Royals scoring two runs. And then in game seven, the Royals just whitewashed the Cardinals 11-0, and it just, you know, it was just so devastating for the Cardinals. And then, you know, Dankinger took so much heat. And then after the series, he goes back to his home in Iowa. And, you know, he's getting death threats. It's just, you know, it was a horrible thing over, you know, what was simply just a missed call.
In that World Series Game 7, I remember it because he was one of the most dominant players. I know he had a blood clot and had injuries and all sorts of stuff. But when he was healthy and right, Joaquin Andujar was as good as it gets. that 11 run in that just meltdown, if I got this right, was just unbelievable. Absolute meltdown by Joaquin Andujar. Am I right about that?
Oh, it completely was. You know, I mean, first of all, like, you know, John Tudor, an excellent starter, he wasn't on his game. He gets pulled in the third inning, and, you know, eventually Andujar comes in, and ironically, Dankinger, after missing that call at first base the night before, he is the home plate umpire, and Tudor had some issues with some calls he was making behind the plate, and then so did Andujar, and Andujar just blew up after a ball four call and got in Dankinger's face, and he got thrown out, and it really was. It was the epitome of a meltdown. And, you know, the Cardinals will tell you it all went back to the night before, and that was remarkable.
Shadows of Glory, Dave Brown and Jeff Rotimer put it together, forward by Mark Teixeira, former Yankee and Oriole, memorable and offbeat World Series stories. Wonderful. We got to do a fielding play. We have to. And obviously you think of Buckner between the wickets, you know, you got to think of that World Series in 86, but you caught the essence of one that is just unbelievable. And that is the great Curt Flood. Here we go with the Cardinals again. The guy had seven or eight gold gloves. I think seven. But game seven of a great World Series. Now, don't forget now, this is the Tigers, Denny McClain, Mickey Lolich, 31-game winner. I mean, you know, say what you want about Detroit. This was just an unbelievable time for them. Later it came on in 88 or whenever the Tigers had that great run and played the Padres. But a fielding gaffe that just, you know, and Curt Flood, I mean, free agency today goes back to Curt Flood. If you want to get right down to the core of the onset, people say Andy Messersmith and other people. Let me tell you something. It was Curt Flood. But that gaffe in the 68 World Series, major book. Tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. Sure, Marty. I mean, Bob Gibson was just, you know, dominating in that series. And, the Cardinals took a 3-1 lead in the series, and then the Tigers bounce back, win games 5 and 6. Mickey Lolich was really the dominating pitcher for the Tigers, not 31-game winner Denny McClain. McClain won 1, Lolich won 2. So game 7 pits Gibson against Lolich, and it's scoreless through 6 innings. And then in the seventh inning, the top of the seventh, the Tigers have there's two outs. Gibson gets the first two guys, and then two batters get on, and then Jim Northrup hits a fly ball to moderately deep center field, and Curt Flood, as you say, was just an outstanding center fielder, but he simply just misjudged the ball, and the grass was a little bit wet, and he broke in, and then he just could not get back quickly enough, and the ball's over his head, and Jim Northrup ends up on third base. They scored it as a triple, but Flood, he acknowledged after the game that he really should have caught the ball, and then the Tigers tacked on another run that inning, and then another run, and they ended up winning that game 4-1. But Curt Flood's misplay was really the key play, and then opened the door for the Tigers to score 2 and go on to win the game.
Yeah, and when it comes to Bob Gibson, we have to remember what he did the year before, because the Red Sox organization was in the middle of the impossible dream, and Bob Gibson, quite frankly, was unhittable. David, thank you. Congratulations. We're going to pump this book for you. Congratulations. Thank you to kick off the postseason with a great release of your book, Shadows of Glory. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, and you get back to us. We're coming back, screaming and screaming, on the World of Sports here on Sports Overnight.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Starling Marte just hit one out of the ballpark, but the outfielder brought it back in. Oh my God, what a play. Little play by play here. Oh my Lord. Mets, Brewers. This will be the first team to 10. They are putting up runs. We are in the, well, top of the fifth, but already seven on the board, and we look forward to it. All right, WNBA tonight, huh? How about the Connecticut Sun? My God, the Minnesota Lynx. Can you make a shot down the stretch? Can you pay attention to the shot clock? Oh, my Lord. I cannot root against the team anymore. The Connecticut Sun, they make my head hurt. I hope they get beat by 100 tonight. But the Minnesota Lynx are complicit. They gift-wrapped that game. Oh, my God, the Heidemann gal, what the heck was she doing in there? Cannot shoot to save her life. Just an awful, awful job out of the Lynx. And I don't know, is anybody, I think when it's all said and done, we're getting an extra base hit here for the Mets. I think the Liberty are just going to be too much. But we shall see, he meant to say. UTEP's going to join the Mountain West. I see Gonzaga. Pac-12, probably in basketball, right? I don't think Gonzaga has a football team. So we're still playing musical chairs with all these teams. By the way, great defensive play by Milwaukee. And then the guy who robbed the home run just had a ball go over his head, kind of like Kurt Flood. So there you go. So Taylor on second with a double. Top five Mets are free swinging. My Lord, they're just first ball swinging. And Away we go. WNBA tonight, plus we got Atlanta, San Diego. I think the Braves probably get the upper hand. They have a little mojo coming in. Dominic Commandez, great job out of you. Thanks to Giovanna. Scroggins, good job out of DJ Shields. And again, Dave Brown. Shadow, good job out of him. That is an excellent book on some of the offbeat, quirky moments and memorable moments of the Fall Classic, a.k.a. the World Series. For Dom and the whole crew, I'm Marty Trail. Catch you tomorrow on a midweek Wednesday to a Thursday here on Sports Overnight. Adios.